CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, want to give me another cup of coffee?
You have time?
Yeah, I got plenty of time. I don't have to leave for 6 minutes.
But I have a marvelous idea. Why don't you look for your car keys first and make sure you have them so we don't go through our usual wild pandemonium at the last minute every morning?
I fooled you. I have my car keys right in my pocket here.
Yeah, we'll check and make sure now.
Oh, honey, come on. Give me my coffee, huh? Stop treating me like a schoolboy, for Pete's sake. Next thing you'll be asking me if I washed behind my ears.
Maybe I should.
Which reminds me.
Here's your coffee, dear. Oh, now, listen, when you get home today, I'll have everything organized. We'll have an early dinner so I can get the dishes done and put Bobby to bed, and I'll have Betsy ready for bed. You can shave and shower and get dressed while I'm doing that so you're out of the bathroom.
Then, what's all this?
The babysitter will be here at 6:30. I'll have our clothes all laid out. So
wait a minute. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that for once, let's be on time when we go somewhere. I realize that most of the time it's my fault, and today I will have it all organized so that there
where
aren't
are we going
any,
tonight?
Slip-ups today. Oh.
I didn't know we were going anywhere tonight.
We're going to the McKay's for buffet supper, and why do you always do this to me, dear, as though I'm springing a surprise on you?
I thought it was tomorrow.
Oh, it was tomorrow. Then she called back last Saturday. She had to change it to tonight. I went through all that with you, and you were delighted because now it doesn't interfere with your bowling tournament tomorrow night. We talked about it. We had all sorts of things.
Yes, I forgot.
This is the party your boss especially wants you to go to meet some important big shot or something.
I just forgot. All right. I kept thinking it was tomorrow. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry because, well, well, look, I better get going. I'll see you tonight, Jenna.
All right.
Now, oh!
I'll have everything.
These are my car keys. These are the house key. Oh. Now, look, don't be mad at me, please, honey. Help me, look. I'm late.
Not mad at all. I'm just resigned to my fate.
All right. Help me, look.
Now, look through your pockets again, and I'll go upstairs.
Well, I'm all ready to leave. How do I look?
Oh, just fine.
How are you doing?
Just have to slip into my dress. My nail polish is dry.
Do I really look all right, honey?
Oh, you'll be the handsomest man at the party.
Will you be insanely jealous when you see how all the women just fight to get near me?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I happen to notice, I'll probably be so busy talking to the men.
Oh,
you help me into my dress, will you? My nail polish is dry, but I don't want to take any chances.
Yeah. Boy, this is a beautiful dress.
Right in there. Mm-hmm.
The one you got in Italy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I've only worn it once. I'm scared to fear something will happen to it.
Yeah.
Just slip it over my head, if you will.
Oh, hey, wait. Oh, golly, wait a minute. What are all these billowing petticoats here?
Take it easy now. I don't want you to rip it. We have plenty of time. Let's see. There's a hope under there, I think.
You know, isn't it wonderful to get ready to go somewhere and not rush?
Yeah.
No, I got to hand it to you, really, honey. When you said, wait a minute here. When you said you're going to do something, you really do it up proper.
Well, I had everything organized. Do you realize we had dinner and I had dishes done and Bobby in bed by 5:45? It's only 6:20 now. The babysitter, Jeannie Wilson, will be here in 10 minutes. Then we'll have a few minutes to just, you know, relax before
You better slip your arms in first,
I think. Yeah, I think so. We're due at the McKay's at 7:00. So Ann said that she and Jack would pick us up for 1:45. Something's caught there.
Look, Jack and Ann pick us up.
Yeah, our skirt is caught. I see a hook caught on the background here.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That's a second.
Don't rip it.
All right, there. There. What do you mean Jack and Ann are picking us up?
Yeah.
Look, honey, I hate not taking our own car. You know that. Then if you want to leave the party and they don't, we have to hang around. Stand still, will you? I cannot get this inside skirt hooked here.
Anne thought it would be fun if we four went together, so I said, all right.
Well,
Jack has to be up early. Don't worry.
Look,
get me up, man.
Jack doesn't have to be out as early as I do. Anyhow, Anne is always late to everything. You know that. If for once we could be on time, they'll probably be late in picking us up. And
sitting
so
up
we'll in. All, I am. We'll all walk in late, and then we'll have to...
What's the matter?
Oh, well, the zipper's stuck.
Oh, man. Careful now. Dear, don't rip the dress out.
No, just stand.
Don't rip the dress. That's what I said.
Still a minute. I'll get it.
I got in Italy. Be careful.
Will you stand still, please? I'll get it.
Let it go. Just let it go, please. You will rip the dress. You'll rip
the dress. If you don't stand still, I will rip the dress. You keep twisting and turning around when you can't see anything anyhow.
I was trying to see in the mirror what you were doing.
You know what I'm doing. I'm trying to get this zipper unstuck.
Oh, look at the time. Jack and Ann will be here. We won't even be ready after
all
my...
Jack and Ann should have been here. It happens to be 7:10.
Oh.
I told you they'd be late.
Well, what difference does it make if they are late? I'm not ready anyhow.
Yeah, well, just let me try getting hold of the zipper with the pliers again. And
no,
I can...
No. Now, just put the pliers. You'll just rip the dress. You will rip my dress.
Now, look, there's no sense going through all those...
I can't reach it.
There's no point in doing that. Just let me do this, will you? The zipper is caught on the material, and it won't budge. I can't get it either up or down.
Oh, what am I going to do?
There's only one thing to do, and that's to try to get out of the dress. That's all. Try again.
Well, I haven't anything else to wear, dear. My blue is at the cleaners. I have nothing.
You cannot go to a party with your dress half open down the back.
My white jersey. Maybe I could wear that.
All right, fine. Do that. Here, now. Here, try to slide one arm out, see?
Yeah, all right.
Here, let me...
All right, now, don't rip.
All right.
Yeah, look out. Well, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Don't let go. I'll just rip it. Besides, even if I got my arms out, the zipper is stuck above my waist. I couldn't slide the dress down or up over my head. There isn't enough room yet.
I don't know. Here, let me try again. Let me try again. Now, give me... Let me get...
Careful there, now.
I'm trying to...
Careful. Dear, please.
Would you stand still? I can't do it if you don't stand still. Look, I tell you what. There's no point doing this. Why don't I take your manicure scissors and try to cut the material? Then you can maybe patch it later.
Oh, patch it. I got this dress in Italy. Patch
it. Look, I don't care if you got it in Outer Mongolia. Are you going to live with it the rest of your life? Now, I am telling you, the zipper is caught on the dress itself. And even Betsy Ross couldn't get the zipper loose without...
Who is Betsy Ross?
She made the flag.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Darling, now please, on top of everything else, don't start crying, will you? Sweetheart.
What's the matter with it?
Honey, haven't you got a sweater or something maybe you could put on and then your back wouldn't show?
Sweater over this dress? I haven't got a dressy sweater to begin with. This isn't the kind of dress you could even wear one with a sweater.
Stole? Haven't you got a white shawl stole?
I have a bright red.
Oh, hey. Look, you know what? I got a great idea. Now, listen, why don't we go to the party this way, see? And you could announce that your zipper is stuck, which is why we're late. You could be rather amusing and charming about it, and it would kind of break the ice, you know, a conversation piece.
Your boss is going to be there, also some important man he wants you to meet. You want your wife to walk in and charmingly announce that she came half-dressed just to break the ice? Look, you go without me.
Mommy!
I am not going to any party without you.
You are
going to... Mommy, Lundell just drove up.
Huh?
You aren't going to the party until the babysitter comes, are you?
Babysitter?
Doesn't Jeannie arrive?
No.
Oh.
Hey, haven't you got your dress fixed yet?
No. Betsy, tell Mrs. Lundell to come in. Maybe she can do something with my dress. And you call a babysitter, will you? Jeannie Wilson now in the
right.
front of the...
All right. I don't know why everything happened to us.
Well, I'm just terribly sorry. I cannot budge this zipper.
Anyhow, Anna, I just don't know what to do. You wonder sometimes whether modern inventions are the best thing, I swear.
Oh, honestly.
Look, Jack, you're getting impatient. Why don't you all go on? It's so late now.
Just a minute now.
Will you please stop honking? I told you her zipper was stuck. I'm trying to help.
Oh, please, all of you go on. Tell Mrs. McKay I was suddenly taken ill, anything. I cannot go this way.
No. Now, look.
Cannot what?
Find me needle and thread and let me sew the dress the rest of the way up.
I haven't any pale yellow thread the color of this dress, Anne. I haven't.
Could use white. Of course, it would show.
Yes, it would look terrible.
Oh, I know. Why don't I just pin it? Then you keep your coat on, say you're chilly, and say you think you're coming down with a cold.
Look, I cannot get the babysitter.
What?
I called the babysitter's house. The mother didn't know anything about it. Said Jeannie was over at her friend's house. Well, I got that number. I called there. The girls are going to the movies.
Oh, really?
Well, didn't you tell her we wanted her tonight?
I told her a week ago. Oh, that settles it. You all go on to the party.
What do you mean, without you? What about you?
What about your dress?
Never mind me. It is 7:20 now. Go to the party.
I'm sorry to wake you.
Oh, you didn't wake me. How is the party? Lock the front door now.
Yeah, well, how are you? Anne was going to come in and see what we could do about your dress. Then we saw the lights were off, so we guessed you were all right. You were in bed.
I'm not exactly in bed. I'm on the bed. It's all right. Turn on the light so you don't fall over the furniture.
Oh, for Pete's sake. You're not going to sleep in your dress.
I'm not going to rip it off. I called Mrs. Bates, who made our slip covers, and I'll drive over there in the morning, and she'll do the best she can with a zipper. Now, don't worry about me. How was the party? What excuse did you give for my not showing up?
None.
None? You didn't apologize to Mrs. McKay for me?
Nope, I didn't have to. She didn't even know you weren't there.
Oh, that's nice. She didn't even miss me.
If you'd been there, she'd have missed you. I'll tell you that. I think you are the only person in town who wasn't there. So don't get your feelings hurt, because it was without doubt the worst jam-packed party I have ever been to. You know they invited 150 people?
No.
Yes.
150 in their house?
Yes, in that house. Apparently they were counting on the porch and the outdoor patio.
Yeah.
Of course, it started to rain.
Yes, yes, I know it did.
Well,
I know it.
Everybody jammed into this house like sardines.
Oh,
if you can imagine, 150 people trying to go around a buffet table in a small dining room.
Oh, I hate this.
They had paper plates. Everybody ate standing up or tried to eat.
I
never even saw my boss or this important guy I was supposed to meet. You know, apparently.
Didn't?
No, I never saw him. Apparently, the McKays invited everybody they'd ever known. Even some they didn't know, as far as I can see. I tell you.
What do you mean?
Well, the funniest thing happened. This guy turned to me, see, and he says, a stranger, and he says to me, have you seen George? I gotta leave. And I said, George who? He says, our host. I said, George? His name isn't George, it's Bob. The guy just looked at me and he says, oh, I thought it was George. Well, tell him it was a great party, but I got to go. And he walks out.
Well, I'm glad I didn't go now.
Yeah, well, you'll have to write a thank you note, though, because the hostess thinks you were there.
What do you mean?
Well, as I tried to shove my way through the crowd to say thank you, she blew me a kiss over their heads and said, goodbye, goodbye. So glad you two darlings could come.
Oh, no.
Yes, sure.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, tell me what you had to eat while you get undressed.
What'd you have? You sound like my mother.
Yeah.
Well, now let me see. What did we have standing up? Potato salad, cold sliced ham.
Yeah, turkey.
Yeah, turkey, old boss. Then some kind of a sickly green jellied aspic that melted and slid off everybody's plate.
Probably
I never did get any dessert.
Oh, didn't you?
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Thank you.